diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
Henry. Henry, don't argue with your wife. Just come on over here and take me home. Ain't nothing wrong with the bus. I just don't want to ride by myself. I don't want to be anywhere by myself. Henry, just do what I say. Unless you want to sleep with the cat for your body warmth. Henry. Men. If men knew what women knew about men, men wouldn't have nothing to do with themselves.
Hello, Stella. Listen, when you get through working over at Dr. Harmon's, I want you to come by and get me because I don't want to go home alone. It ain't safe for a girl on the street.
What do you mean, what girl? Me?
Well, hello there, Foxy Mama.
In this house neither, so you do like I say.
You're supposed to stay downstairs working on that furnace.
Well, now, Florida, even a plumber's got a right to sip a cup of coffee now and then.
Yeah, well, you've been running up here for coffee like you're trying to clean out Brazil.
Well, to tell you the truth, it ain't the coffee in here that's the feature attraction.
Mr. Fulton, you don't want to mess with me. I'm sure I got about 8 years on you.
8 years of maturity, Florida. Just like fine wine. That's what I got on my mind. Fine wine.
Fine wine, my foot. What you got on your mind is a bucket of beer and whoop-de-doo. I don't have to tell you again, I'm a married woman.
Yeah, but that don't stop you from being desirable.
Yeah, but it do stop me from being available. Now, Florida,
Superfly. Mr. Fulton!
Uh-oh.
You hear me, Mr. Fulton?
Just like General MacArthur said, I shall return.
Mr. Fulton, did you tell Mrs. Finley that I have to lay out another $600 to fix the furnace?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Finley.
You wait until the job's half done and then you sock it to the customer, huh? Well, that's unethical. It would give me a lot of satisfaction to throw you right out of here.
Well, that's going to leave this house very high on satisfaction, but mighty low on temperature.
Come on, Moore, if you want to make that movie.
Older, I'm hurrying, but it's so cold out here, my fingers are numb.
Well, if we don't get going, by the time we get there, Jesus Christ Superstar will have already risen.
Honey, I'm sorry, but judging makeup is very difficult when your nose is turning blue.
Oh, come on, cut it out, Moore. I'm not in the mood. That con artist you found me to fix the furnace is going to charge...
Walter, please. You can't go around calling Mr. Fulton a con artist. He's black. He's black. No kidding.
Hey, Mr. Fulton! You're black! Do you know that you're black, Mr. Fulton? Will you put your coat on, boy, and get the car out of the garage?
Florida, I'm leaving now.
Oh, damn! Florida, what was that crash?
The cake fell.
Florida, I have seen cakes fall in my time, but this is the first one that ever screamed in pain.
Mean.
Florida, don't tell me Mr. Fulton was making overtures.
Overtures, nothing. He's heading straight for the finale. Now, you keep that furnace fixer out of my kitchen.
Oh, come on. Now, Florida, you've been complaining about Mr. Fulton for 3 days. You're a big girl now. You can handle it. Besides, you have to expect this kind of thing from men when you're as attractive and seasoned as we are.
I know, like fine wine. Don't tell me he's been eyeballing you, too.
Stop being so melodramatic.
I am not being melodramatic.
Florida, has he put a hand on you? Has he done anything except ogle you?
No, but with him, ogle is a four-letter word.
Look, Florida, I don't have time to argue with you now. I have to get going.
But you can. You can't leave me here alone.
Mr. Finley is waiting
for me. But what
about me? Oh, all right, Florida. I'll talk to Mr. Fulton. Oh, shut up, Walter. Mr. Fulton, I'd like a word with you. Good. That's very nice, Walter. Mommy's glad to hear you practicing the horn. Now, knock it off! Now, look, Mr. Fulton, I'm going to make this brief. We're driving down to East Tuckahoe to the movies.
Oh, that's where they're playing Jesus Christ Superstar. That's the one where the black cat plays the villain, Judas. It only goes to show how far my people has come toward equality.
Get off it, Mr. Fulton. I am not in the mood for chit-chat or light banter.
Oh, there's something wrong. Y'all don't like something about the work I've been doing downstairs with Miss Ma'am.
No, the work is... Miss Ma'am. What did you say?
Oh, I said, and begging your pardon as I do, is you unhappy with my work?
No, I'm completely satisfied, completely.
I mean, if the lady ain't happy about my work, I'll change it faster than a frog's tongue flicking in a pack of flies. No.
That is marvelous. Faster than a frog's tongue flicking in a pack of flies.
And you can quote me on that if you want. Now, is the lady show she's satisfied?
The lady is show. I'm completely satisfied. Completely satisfied.
Well, in that case, then, I guess I'll just shuffle along.
Florida. I mean, anyone can see the man is completely harmless.
Yeah, you back down faster than a frog's tongue flicking in a...
Shut up.
Miss Finley, wait, please.
Florida, you can handle this. Honey, do you think I would leave you if I thought you were in any danger? Florida, I would cut off my arm for you.
Well, then do it so I could beat him over the head.
Superstar can wait.
But I can't.
Florida, you know how I hate to come in the middle of the Bible.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
If you come anywhere near me, so help me, there's gonna be more than raindrops falling on your head.
Stella, it's about time you got here.
All right, Miss Nasty, what got your tail up in the wind? You ready to go home?
Not quite.
Well, then, hello and goodbye.
Wait! Where are you off to?
Where do you think I'm off to? Acapulco. I just won a free trip with Henry Kissinger on the Dayton game.
Me?
Nothing.
Nothing, are you sure?
I said nothing, didn't I? Nothing. You call that nothing? Well, you got plenty of nothing, but nothing's plenty for me.
Don't be ridiculous. He's fixing our heating system. He's just a furnace man.
A furnace man, huh? Well, baby, come light my fire. So, he's trying to get a little sociable, huh?
Stella, where you get a crazy idea like that from?
I just seen him look at you like he was peeling a banana.
Well, if he tries to peel this banana, he's going to find out his forbidden fruit.
You ain't interested.
Me?
Oh. Yes is no.
N-O.
God, Ziggy, he really got your nose over, ain't he, girl?
Have you gone soft in the head? He got eyes for me because he say I'm mature like fine wine. I don't even want to be in the same house with him. I don't trust him.
Uh-oh, it ain't him you don't trust. It's you, baby. Well, good luck.
Stella, you're not leaving.
You don't see me doing nothing else, do you? Bye.
Stella,
raindrops keep falling on my head.
Here it comes, the weather report.
Guess who?
Whoever it is, I ain't interested.
Oh, come on now, Florida, don't be like that.
Look, Mr. Fulton, I'm not your ordinary walk in the front door, walk out the back door type of lady.
Exactly.
Florida, you are looking at a man who has never gazed upon you with anything but the greatest respect and holds the highest regard for your erudition.
My what?
Erudition. It's another word for intelligence.
I know that.
You see, Florida, you not only got beauty of the body and beauty of the soul, you got beauty of the brain. You got erudition. Now, you can't get mad at a man for worshiping your mind.
No, but
you just loaded with words, ain't you?
Now, stop jiving me.
I ain't jiving you, Florida.
Oh, yes, you are, Mr. Fulton.
Hey, why don't you just call me by my first name, Whitnour?
How come they give you a name like Whitnour anyway?
Oh, the same reason I got me a twin sister named Long Jean. My daddy worked for the railroad. I also got a brother named Ingersoll. You got to shake him to make him work.
Never gonna believe anything you say, Whitnour.
Oh, damn, woman, you gotta laugh that lights up the world.
Not your world.
Oh, come on now, Florida. I can see you ain't angry with me no longer. Hey, let's celebrate burying the hatchet. How about moving the body a little bit?
I ain't got no time for that, Whitlaw. I got work to do.
Oh, come on now, Florida. You're missing the chance of a lifetime. These are the fastest dancing feet in the furnace field. Come on, let's dance.
Florida. Honey?
Come on, Florida.
No.
Oh, come on now.
You're funny doing anything like this in the dining room.
Try it in the living room.
You old devil, you. Okay, but we gotta stay on the rug. I just polished the floor. Don't tell me you're getting tired already.
What the hell you supposed to be doing?
Henry, what you doing here?
Don't you ask me no questions.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, you call your brother, because you're going to need some help. Yeah, I'm going to wait. But while I'm waiting, I'm going to punch you out four ways. High, low, hard, and repeatedly.
Hold on. Before you engage in an act of violence, may I say one word?
What?
Bah!
Carry on with another man, would I call you to come over here and catch me?
Yeah, that's right, Florida. I never thought of it that way.
Henry?
That'd make you unfaithful and dumb.
Combination I don't need.
Like the man said. Bye!
Bacon, bacon. Ah, here it is. Here. I knew I had seen it. Right here under the Nyack Food Fair, I am an American Day bacon special. $1.89 a pound.
Well, that's no big deal, Maud. It was only $1.85 at the Dobbs Ferry Bohacks.
Well, 4 cents is 4 cents. We'll drive to Dobbs Ferry.
During which we'll spend a dollar more in gasoline.
Oh, no, we'll still save money. The gas is on Walter's credit card.
Good morning, Mother.
Morning.
Good morning, dear. Oh, it's freezing. When are we going to get some heat in here?
Oh, come on. Stop complaining, Carol. Think of the millions of people starving in India. When I complain, that's what my mother used to say to me.
Her?
Then she'd hit me.
Good morning. Good morning, Florida.
Oh. Something tells me this isn't the day to ask her to do the windows.
Florida, something wrong?
What makes you say that?
You're very late getting here. You seem very upset, and you're plucking that duster as if you're about to fricassee it.
Knows me not. There's nothing wrong, Mrs. Finley. Everything is fine. This hunky-dory couldn't be better. And it's all your fault.
My fault? Why?
You left me alone with that man, and I begged you not to.
Oh, Florida.
No, my Henry has left me. He didn't come home last night.
Florida!
There's no telling what lengths you wouldn't go to get me to live in.
Florida!
My 24th wedding anniversary present is going to be a divorce.
Oh, come on. Now, Florida, stop jumping to conclusions. I mean, people don't get divorced every day, do they, girls? I wish I hadn't said that.
Could I have
done such a terrible thing.
Oh, come on. Florida, you are not capable of doing a terrible thing. Now tell me, what was the terrible thing you did?
I was alone with Whitlaw, and he started messing with me, and that's when my Henry walked in. I thought he was going to kill him.
Florida, exactly what is the technical meaning of messing?
Oh, well, Maud, I think what she means is...
We know you're technical.
Well, we was just dancing. But to Henry's way of thinking, my dancing with that man is just a vertical expression of a horizontal intention.
Florida, that attitude is outrageous.
Dare he jump to that conclusion?
I'll tell you how dare he. I love my Henry, but last night, Ed Whitnall really turned me on. All of a sudden, he had me feeling so young I wasn't old enough to know better.
Florida, you can stop hating yourself. Honey, what happened to you happens to any woman when a handsome younger man finds her attractive. I mean, it happens to me all the time.
And to me as well, but you did nothing wrong.
I don't know. I ain't never been divorced like you ladies.
That's right. We all have been divorced, haven't we? Some of us more divorced than others.
Vivian, aren't they expecting you with a bacon counter at Bohannon's? Now, come on, Florida. What happened to you is part of a woman's nature. I mean, it's something that happens in the genes.
Genes, Levi's, I know the look.
And so does Henry, and that's the problem.
I threw away 23 years of happy marriage for 23 seconds of the funky chicken.
Well, now, if it ain't the lovely lady herself.
Don't you lovely lady me.
Hey, hold on, baby. It ain't my fault your old man showed up uninvited in the middle of the festivities.
Didn't I tell you I was married?
Yeah, but you didn't tell me you were that married. I mean, you got a highly serious husband.
Mr. Fulton, I just hope for your sake you ain't a bleeder.
Florida, we decided that you have a couple of alternatives.
And I've just decided you got one. Either that furnace fixer goes, or I do.
Florida, do you mean that after what happened last night, that man has the nerve to step foot in this house? And I'll handle this.
Whitnower!
Yes, sir, Miss Finley, ma'am?
Now, look. Don't you pull that Uncle Tom routine on me again.
Oh, that's not my Uncle Tom. That's my step and fetch it. My Uncle Tom's much more convincing.
Well, I want both of you out of the house immediately.
Well, now, I hardly think that's the proper way to treat a member of a powerful minority group.
Now, look, this has nothing to do with you being black.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that minority. I was talking about the plumber's local number 403.
Out, Whitnower, out!
Well, we made it. You ought to try jogging, Marty. It's good for the lungs.
Arthur, do me a favor. Take your lungs and blow.
You, Mr. Finley. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
Look, that man is no longer welcome in this house, Walter. I just fired him.
Are you crazy? The furnace is all torn apart. Repairmen are booked weeks in advance. You stay right here, Mr.
Walter,
Fulton.
Walter, you and I were no sooner out of this house last night when that man was on the high road to seducing Florida.
Well, I wasn't exactly on the high road. It was more like being on the on-ramp.
Look, get the hell downstairs and finish that job.
Please.
Wow, I'm glad my hot water heating system's okay. Those fellas have you right by the valves, don't they?
Congratulations, Walter. You have just driven Florida out of the house.
Because Whitnow made a little pass? Come on, Maud. Florida's got more sense than that. Florida! You're not really considering leaving, are you?
No, I'm not considering it. I'm doing it.
Look, you stay right where you are, Florida. I am going to get rid of this homewrecker. Whitnower!
Boy, that homewrecker's putting our furnace together. We need heat.
We need Florida more. Now, look, Whitnower, I do not care what Mr. Finley has said to you. I want you out of this house immediately, and I mean this very minute.
But I thought you got this, Henry.
Oh,
quit down
and bed. Henry!
Florida, I want to talk to you in private.
Florida, after the way that man treated you, you're not going with him until he begs your forgiveness.
Her forgiveness? I'm waiting for her to beg my forgiveness.
You are what? You expect her to stand here in front of all these people and beg your forgiveness?
Just what I said, woman.
She's done nothing wrong. She has nothing to be ashamed of. And she will die before she begs your forgiveness and humbles herself. Isn't that right, Florida?
Henry, I'm begging your forgiveness.
Florida.
Shut up, Maud. I'm humbling myself.
You did nothing wrong. All you did was admit a harmless little flirtation.
Mrs. Finley, would you kindly butt out?
Right on, Henry.
Incidentally, Henry, I want you to meet Mrs. Cavender.
Oh, how do you
do? Dr. Harmon.
Nice day.
And you know Carol, of course.
What do you think this is, a party at the White House? Now, listen to me, Henry Evans. What happened with Florida is no different than what happened between me and John Kepley.
Maud, if they want your advice, they'll what happened between you and John Kepley?
But, Walter, we are talking about Florida. We are not talking about a silly little kiss in the kitchen at the Hendersons. Now, listen to me, both
of you. Finley, Henry and I can take care of
Florida. You kissed John Kepley?
Shame on you, Marty.
Oh. Come on, Arthur. Is that any different than New Year's Eve when you had a few too many and pinched me on the stairs?
That wasn't a pinch. I was just picking a piece of confetti off the back of your skirt.
We women have had it up to here with this ridiculous double standard.
We certainly have. What makes it okay for you guys to sneak a pinch or a kiss?
Because it's so harmless. We don't mean anything by it.
Well, neither do we, Mom?
Of course not. I mean, it was just that John looked so adorable with that purple turtleneck and the little Kiwanis medallion.
And he does have the cutest little rear end.
They notice everything. Nothing is sacred, Walter.
That's right, Arthur. We women have urges and feelings, too.
Yes, but your urges are for sewing and cooking and making a home for the mental. Right, Marty?
You should live so long, Arthur.
Come on, Maud. Everybody knows that women don't have the same sex drive as men. Right, Viv? Right, Carol?
You should live so long.
Men are all alike. You think any time you have a feeling, it's something special. Let a woman have exactly the same feeling, and it's suddenly tainted.
You're damn right it's tainted. How come you kissed John Kepley in the kitchen?
Walter, I told you it was nothing. If you ever kissed him, you'd find out for yourself.
You can't argue with women, Walter. They're more emotional than men, and therefore they're more unstable. I mean, take the witches at Salem.
There's a what?
That's exactly what they only...
Well, listen to the folks in there arguing. Just discovering that men and women have the same urges, huh?
Well, they all knew around here. Us primitive folks have been knowing that we both have the same urges.
Yeah, but you know, when you're married, you're supposed to control those urges.
Well, that's why I apologize to you. I fell asleep at the controls.
Hey, speaking of them primitive urges. Well, I'll say one thing for old Whitnow. He sure got good taste.
Did you have a nice day off with Henry?
Like fine wine.
Hey, it's nice and warm in here. We were very lucky, Florida. I managed to find another man to fix the furnace.
I hope he's not as handsome as Whitnow.
Honey, this one is so handsome, he makes Whitnow look like a dog's lunch.
Good.
Hello, Florida.
There's trouble when Becky gets suspended for flipping the bird in her class photo. Roseanne, next on Deja Vu.